they had left, the burglars had left some kind of an army chest, and it was packed with tow sacks that were clean and were folded as nice as we would fold pillowcases, and put in this army chest. And that was sitting on the ground beneath one of the windows by the side of what we was one of the trucks was where it was. And you could see that from where the truck was to where it was left. And that army chest was not quite as long as that piece of furniture there and was about that deep, heavy, loaded with those two things. They left that. And this sheriff, he was out there and he asked me, he says, well, they've left this. And we figured that by the time they got in there and they got loaded and out, it was getting a little bit too close of day. And they was afraid maybe of being caught. And they got away kind of in a hurry and they didn't have time to pitch and get it located. They wouldn't have left that in. Intentionally. We figured they just accidentally left it. And the sheriff asked me if I wanted it, and I told him, oh no, I didn't want that. And he said, well, he would take it and take it to the county courthouse here in Greenville. And it might help them to identify somewhere else down the line if something else occurred like that. We'd have that to work on. But I never did hear another word from it. The sheriff took it home. That's why it died of my army chest. And it was packed with clean toe sacks. Well folded, not just put in and crowded, but folded and put in.
Well, when you were talking about your kitchen, I wanted to ask you if you've ever seen any houses around here where the kitchen was kind of built away from the main house?
Oh, yes, but ours wasn't. Our kitchen was always that. First, Mother and Daddy built their first of two rooms. It was a kitchen and what we later used as a dining room. But that was what they had to start out with, was what we wound up with the kitchen and then the dining room. Yes, they did have them, but they had gotten away from that by the time I came along, because you see they did that more when they had slaves. And they did it, of course, for fire protection. Like I told you a while ago. And out in the country, and you didn't have anybody to protect you. You just didn't have it. And that's why that was done, was to build a kitchen away from the main building. And then also, they had the slaves, and the slaves could bring the food from the kitchen over to the boss's restaurant. But when slaves played out, that kitchen away from the house played out.
Did they have any special name for it, or was it just the kitchen?
As far as I know, it's a kitchen. I don't know. Now, that's ahead of me. I can't tell you that.
Well, did you have any room right off your kitchen where you might store canned goods or extra?
Oh yes, we had a smokehouse. Oh yes, that went with it, where we kept our meat. And we called it a smokehouse. What do you have them down?
Well, I had in mind, I don't think this is the same thing. What I had in mind was a room built onto the kitchen where you keep canned goods.
Oh, pantry. Pantry. Oh yes, we had a pantry. Yes, we had a pantry. But at the same time, we had a smokehouse. And in that smokehouse was where our meat was kept. And then it was where we could...